understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning. Welcome to the program. We have news and sports from Marion, Crittenden County, and beyond. We're going to start with something that Crittenden County did in 2025 that is quite rare, and that is zero traffic fatalities. In this show, we're going to take a look at some of the information that we'll be presenting in the Crittenden Press this week. It will be our lead story. Just a very, very significant milestone for the county. And I'm really making a big deal out of this here on this program and in the Crittenden Press. And you'll see some more about it online in the coming days because it's quite significant. And we're going to visit this morning with Jim Duke. Jim is the administrator of ComCare Ambulance Service that provides EMS service for Crittenden County. And we're going to get his interpretation of what this means for Crittenden County to go an entire year without a traffic fatality and explore some of the reasons and how it happened. So I have with me this morning Jim Duke. He's the administrator for ComCare Ambulance Service that serves Crittenden County here. And we're talking about the fact that in 2025, Crittenden County had zero traffic fatalities, which is a remarkable and wonderful number, Jim. And you have some metrics on why that might be, that's some trends you're seeing. Can you explain those to us?
Well, you'll see throughout various years, you'll see a little bit of a cyclic measurements in your trauma calls, that you'll have years that they're up a little bit, you'll have years they're down. Now, however, when you talk about a year when you have no fatalities, you know, you've got to attribute things like better law enforcement or better regulation of traffic rules. Road conditions are going to be a part of that. You know, decreasing the amount of people that are they're driving under the influence. However, I'd like to point out that when it comes to DUI related accidents throughout our entire area that ComCare covers in Western Kentucky, we're seeing a decrease in the DUI causative agent when it comes to a bad accident, and a significant increase in the amount of accidents caused by inattentive drivers related to their cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. The numbers I'm seeing since Crittenden County, this is a very ironic, or I don't know what you want to say it, probably counterintuitive maybe would be the better word, that since Crittenden County went officially wet in 2019, our DUIs locally have plummeted.
Yeah. We've seen a similar number in Ohio County, who went wet a little later than Crittenden County did. Something else that you have to take into account when you look at deaths from automobile accidents, you know, some of those deaths may have been prevented, that they were still, there was still an accident. There was still a crash. There was still an accident. You know, one thing that Crittenden County has been blessed with is having a local air medical service that allows you to have, for patients that really truly need to go to a trauma center, that are, you know, seriously injured, having that availability very quickly to be able to get those patients moving and headed toward, whether it's Nashville or Evansville, to a true level one trauma center. So part of this could be that we're preventing deaths that would have maybe occurred without having some of those resources available.
Kudos to the air ambulance and the land ambulances that you guys run. So very fortunate to have quality services here in Crittenden County, such a remote area. Like you say, it's a long way from the nearest trauma center, so getting there by
Yes, it
air is
is.
certainly easier. So appreciate your time, and folks can read more about this in next week's Crittenden Press.
So I'll also remind you that Jim Duke is administrator for ComCare's Kentucky operations, which also includes Todd County, Ohio County, and Logan County down in Russellville. So it gives him a broad spectrum of understanding of what this means. And it's very, very remarkable. And it's the second time it's happened in the last 5 years for Crittenden County. So we'll have more on that again in the Crittenden Press and later in the week on our Thursday podcast as well. We're gonna champion this and talk about it all we can, because it's a wonderful statistic. It's the so-called good news, folks, and people like to hear that too, right? So we're going to take a short break and hear from one of our new sponsors, Ring Construction.
Considering a new construction project? Give Jeremy Ring a call with Ring Construction LLC, 270-969-0914. Ring Construction specializes in pole barns, barn dominiums, garages, decks, remodeling, and additions. Ring Construction also does driveway repair, brush removal, grading and leveling, and drainage work. Ring Construction is licensed and insured. Call Jeremy Ring at 270-969-0914.
Well, I've had a lot of feedback about last week's Crittenden Press and the America 250 celebration that's being planned for Marion and Crittenden County, and really the region. That'll be coming up this summer. There will be some happenings in June, and then again in July, on July 4th, they will dedicate the memorial to the Revolutionary War soldiers that are buried in Crittenden County. But a whole lot of things are being planned, and there's an effort to bring in really a regional flavor to this and involve the folks down in Caldwell County and Fredonia, and then down in Livingston County, because as most of you know who understand and study history, Crittenden County was once part of Livingston, and so was Caldwell and Lyon, for that matter. One big county over here in West Kentucky, and they didn't have any basketball teams with different colors that got us into arguments, you know. So I think the effort to do this and pull off a regional event is just wonderful. And I want to remind everyone that tonight at 5 p.m. there will be a meeting at the Crittenden County Public Library that will be open to the public, obviously, and anyone interested in being involved in this planning and orchestrating this summer's America 250 birthday celebration should come on out. 5 p.m. Crittenden County Public Library. Show up if you want to be involved and learn more about it, and bring something to the table. So they're looking forward to having as much input and as many hands as possible. Big news around the community over the past few days, I guess. Friday was the deadline for those who want to seek election to local offices in the primary election coming up in May. So the deadline was Friday, and we know now the slate of candidates. I guess the big ones in Crittenden County, of course, there are three that are running for county judge executive. That's incumbent Perry Newcomb, and challengers Nathan Ratley and Todd Campbell. Both of them are Republicans. In fact, no Democrat has filed to run for an office in Crittenden County, and only one down in Livingston County, and that's Terrace Swanson, who served temporarily as judge executive there, was appointed by Governor Beshear when Garrett Gruber resigned from that office back in 2024. She served for about a year as judge executive, and then there was a special election in which she lost to Michael Williams, who commanded 54% of that vote down there. And now she's going to come back and run again. Of course, incumbent Michael Williams is on the slate as well. And then Tina Gay Tinsley will be running. She's a Republican, so Williams will face her in the primary. And then the winner of that will see Tara Swanson in the November general election. Also in Crittenden County, the sheriff's race, we know who that's going to be. Two will be running for that. Incumbent Evan Head will face Ray Agent, former deputy and brother to the previous sheriff. In the jailer's race, Athena Hayes is the incumbent, and she is seeking re-election. And challenging her will be Robbie Kirk, who was the jailer just before her. And the county attorney's race, Bart Frazier, the incumbent, will face Chad Nelson, who is an assistant Commonwealth attorney. He serves Livingston, Trigg, Lyon, and Caldwell counties in that capacity. Of course, he lives here in Marion, Kentucky, just right outside the city limits. Back down in Livingston County, I'm going to switch gears on you again back down there because they've got a big race for sheriff. Bobby Davidson has announced that he will not be seeking re-election there. And a crowded race with Republicans Glenn Gordon, Shannon Edging, Donald Crawford, and Sean Mauston will be vying for that position in Livingston County. Now, you can get all the slate of candidates in this week's Crittenden Press, all the way down to the magistrates. We'll have complete coverage of that in your newspaper.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Before we get into sports and outdoors, I want to hit you with one more little tidbit of news. I'm sure it's creating some talk around town. The new building that's going up near the four-way stop there at the intersection of 641 and Highway 60, I guess the busiest intersection in town, and a lot of activity going on right there over the last few months. Of course, Duncan's service center is there, and man, I tell you, they're covered up in business and vehicles parked out front there. And then across the street, the Rocket Tire building that has been going up for quite some time, Kent Martin is erecting that. And then now on the north side of Duncan's there, between Duncan's and the former Belt Realty building, Right Temp HVAC, that's Ira Hancock, his company is putting that up. That will be kind of a headquarters for them, a storage area, fabrication center. It'll just be in support of their service work and installation work that they do in HVAC. And they will be occupying the former Belt building, which that company has purchased. And that will be their local office. They also have a pretty big operation down in Paducah as well. But just wanted to get you up to date on that. I know everybody in town wants to know what's going on, especially when we have some new developments. Pretty exciting. I think what somebody said this week, Grow Marion, good slogan. In local sports, of course, Lady Rockets really got tripped up the other night down at Dawson Springs in the semifinal round of the All-A Classic. Lost by 3 points to Lyon County. Lyon County is a really good basketball team. Of course, Crittenden County was ranked number 25 in state going into that. And got behind early by 17 points and were able to claw their way back into it and actually had a four-point lead in the fourth quarter. But just couldn't sustain it, and Lyon County prevailed and knocked Crittenden County out of a chance of four-peating as champion of the All-A Classic. Over the past 6 years, Crittenden and Lyon have dominated that small school tournament. Crittenden has four titles, and Lyon has two of those. And, of course, as we told you last week, the Rocket boys basketball team picked up its first win in the opening round of the All-A Classic over Heritage Christian. And then in the semifinals, they were routed by Lyon County. Tremendously lopsided game. Lyon's very, very good basketball team. And Crittenden, of course, struggling this season. But, hey, they got their first win and really gives Coach Kenny Jackson and his boys maybe some confidence as they begin the last half of basketball season. The Rockets and the Lady Rockets will be at home tomorrow night on Tuesday for a district matchup against Trigg County. That's another game the boys can win. Trigg County, I think, has two or three wins on the season. And, of course, the Rockets have won. So it'll be a game they'll pull out all the stops here at home. We can expect a war in that one. And Crittenden County's girls will be a heavy favorite to win that one over Trigg County, as Crittenden can now make that a clean sweep. A clean sweep in the district round robin here in the, or at least the first half of that, because they've already beaten Livingston Central and Lyon County in district play, regular season district play. So, again, that'll be tip-off 6 p.m. for the girls' game on Tuesday night at Rocket Arena. Some outdoors news. You know, deer season will conclude on January 19th, so just a few days away for that. Hunters have a chance to get out between now and Monday, when it will be the last day for them to chase white-tailed deer with archery equipment. Of course, the gun season was back in November. The way things are going, Crittenden County is tracking harvest-wise for it to be the lowest deer hunting harvest season since 2001, 25 years ago. So a lot of questions about where have all the deer gone. Local biologist Philip Sharp tried to answer some of those back during deer season. I had a big package in the newspaper, and I think we talked about it on this program as well. But a lot of concern among outdoors type folks about the fall off of the number of deer they're seeing, and certainly that equates then to the harvest numbers. So as of this morning, 2,359 deer been harvested, and that's almost 200 off of last year, and well below any of the season-ending figures since 2001. And we'll be exploring some of that once season's over and we get the final numbers in. We'll be digging deep into what could be some of those causes. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. We appreciate you, as always, joining in. Thank you. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.